very, very welcome. The A5 is essential infrastructure for the northwest of Ireland, not least Tyrone, Donegal and Derry. It's our road to opportunity. It helps equalise things. So there's huge public interest in this. And although, you know, it's par for the course as what one was expecting, it's still welcome nonetheless. And it's the green light to proceed further. And we need to keep our focus on this. You know, the northwest of Ireland doesn't have rail infrastructure. We're wholly dependent on roads and we're wholly dependent on the A5. And it's gone on quite a while now. And justifiably, you know, people can be sceptical. But today's announcement does give clarity and does give certainty as to the road ahead.
As you've said, the focus needs to be kept on. And as part of that, you were in Leinster House last week engaging with the Good Friday Implementation Committee. You had exchanges with Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney about this very issue and indications from him of positive news in the future, perhaps?
Yes, at the Good Friday Agreement Implementation Committee in the Dáil last Thursday, I was able to question Minister Simon Coveney about the financial commitment from the Irish government. And, you know, at one point, it was a figure of 400 million euros. Then it reduced to 75 million euros. But I did ask Simon Coveney to revise that figure upwards, you know, working in association with the Taoiseach and the Cabinet. Now, Minister Coveney did suggest that when the 10-year capital infrastructure plan is to be rolled out, that there could be positive news there. So that's welcome. And I think we all need to keep the focus. The Donegal, Tyrone and Derry communities and their elected representatives need to keep the pressure on the Irish government as well to reinstate that figure of 400 million euros which was previously committed.
Now what we have today is confirmation that Phase 1A, new buildings to Strabán, goes ahead from, we presume, early January. Now that means we still have the stretch from Strabán to Omagh and then from Omagh to Ballygawley and on to Auchnacloy to go ahead yet. So there's still a long, long way to go before the A5 Upgrade Western Transport Corridor is complete.
There is, but at least we're on track, we're on course, and there is commitment, you know, from authorities in Dublin and Belfast. And we need to make absolutely sure that those of us in the northwest of Ireland are not left behind, and the A5 is key to that.